Ichiro Suzuki hanging out with his countryman Norichka Aoki before the Marlins take on the Mets. Aoki's reached base in every game he's played with New York, but it was Ichiro who'd had the last laugh.
2-1 delivery, swinging a high fly ball pretty deep to left. Nimmo going back to the track near the wall, looking up, and it's gone. It's an opposite field home run for Christian Yelich. His 18th of the year. And boy, that ball had some carry to it. Just kept slicing and slicing. Nimmo going back towards his own bullpen, just ran out of room. And the Marlins have knotted it up 1-1 here in the fourth.
Fouled out to right. First pitch hit high in the air, straightaway center. Back goes Yelich onto the track. At the wall, it is gone. A home run. A two-run homer for Travis d'Arnaud, who loves hitting in this ballpark. It is d'Arnaud's 13th home run of the year, and the Mets have taken a 3-1 lead. This is the 19th game that Travis d'Arnaud has played here at Marlins Park. He came in with a 375 average, and he now has four homers and 13 RBIs in those 19 games here. 3-1 New York. The pitch to Boer hit in the air to right center field, pretty deep. Back goes Lagares. It might go, and it's gone. A home run for Justin Boer. See how valuable that bunt was? Boer, with his 22nd home run of the year, has cut the Mets' lead to 4-2.
Well, the one thing that you did kind of worry about here, and still do, with Ramos, I mean, his adrenaline has got to be just surging right now. These are all of his buddies that he's getting a chance to pitch against instead of four, and he didn't get a chance yesterday. There's got to be a lot of want to right now.
Ramos delivers. Fastball line to short, off the glove of Reyes into center field. Charged by Lagares, digging for the plate, Anderson. The throw is up the third base line, and the game is tied. Anderson scores. Ellis goes to second. It is 4-4 as A.J. Ramos blows the save.
Anyway, Real Muto, a catcher's got two. 1-1, peg deep in the air, left field. Got a shot to go and end the game. It is gone. It's in the bullpen. And Real Muto walks it off. 5-4 Miami is your final. 17th of the year for Real Muto. And his teammates waiting for him at home plate. Forget the inside the park home run. That one sailing over the wall back into the bullpen. A 5-4 win for Miami in 10.
JT Real Muto's first career walk-off homer gives the Marlins a 5-4 win in 10. Giancarlo Stanton finishes 0-for-1 with a strikeout and four walks, and A.J. Ramos gives up three runs on five hits over two-thirds of an inning in his first game back in Miami since being traded. A.J. Ramos takes his third blown save of the year as his return to Miami does not go as planned.
My stuff hasn't been as crisp as normal, but still, I think I let it maybe, I was a little too amped up today. But, I mean, also they laid off some good pitches. Boer hit the slider back door. It was going to be probably a ball. He waited back on it and hit it pretty well. Real Muto got the hit off into the bat, beat it out. Ichi with the hit went just over base. I mean, they put the ball in play is what they did. There's no really an excuse. I made the pitches for the most part that I wanted to, except for to Giancarlo. I was pissed about that. But, they just beat me, plain and simple. There's no excuses. They just played better than me today.
So your stuff hasn't been as crisp as you'd like it to be.
Yeah.
Is there any one pitch in particular that has been giving you issues?
I think the slider. I think it was normal to D. Mm-hmm. It was the normal slider. Then after that, it was kind of and the home run to Boer too. It's through where I wanted to. He just, like I said, he put a good swing on it. But as far as it just was, hasn't been consistent. It's been breaking differently. So just trying to get that in check, and we'll go from there.
The Mets will wrap up their season series against Miami on Wednesday when Rafael Montero takes the mound.